The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I mentioned earlier this issue of a dedicated transport police. So long a policy of certainly Fianna Fáil, Jim O'Callaghan, a big supporter of it from the back benches during the last government. He is now Minister for Justice. It's in the programme for government and he's been talking about it today, saying, yes, we're going to bring it in. It is a priority. They need the power of arrest, though, if they're going to be effective. Thomas O'Connor is with me, Assistant General Secretary at the National Bus and Rail Union, the NBRU. Thomas, you're welcome to the show. Thanks a million for coming in to us.
Thank you, Kieran.
You'd be in agreement, I take it, with the Minister for Justice. We need this and they need the powers of arrest.
Absolutely. Look, at the NBRU have been lobbying for this for some time now. We've correspondence back as far as 2018 to the then Minister for Transport, Shane Ross, and other ministers after it. But this new force, we welcome the fact that it's in the programme of government. We'd like to see it up and running as soon as is practical, but it does need primary legislation because they do need proper powers. If you look at the airport police, like the legislation that covers them was the Air Navigation and Transport Act 1950, and that was just copied and pasted into the Airport Group Shannon Act 2014. So we need to sit down and design dynamic legislation for a force that's going to police the transport network effectively.
Yeah, I guess the model some people think of is maybe the security guards on the Lewis model, which I like anybody who's been on the Lewis, particularly on like stretches of the red line, will know. I mean, yeah, they do provide some security, but they're not what we're talking about here.
No, they're not. I mean, I don't mean to denigrate the security guards on the Lewis, but they are like bouncers. You know, they don't have the powers of caution, detention and arrest. And if we're going to be serious about policing a vast public transport network, and a network that there's billions being invested in because we want to make people switch from their private cars to public transport, people are going to need to feel safe. They're going to need to feel secure. So you're going to need a force that can intervene, has a high presence, can arrest people, detain people, and not just on the trams and the trains, but the public transport network. There's thousands of hard stands, bus shelters, and the footpaths around the train stations where a lot of unsavoury behaviour takes place. So this new transport police will need the powers to deal with people that are carrying out acts of antisocial behaviour in around the environs of public transport offering.
So you mentioned the users. They need to feel safe to use public transport. And look, it's government policy to encourage more and more people to use it. But the people who work on it as well. I mean, it strikes me that they're spending more time on this than anybody else. Talk to me a little bit about the reality of that for some of your members.
Well, the reality, what we've seen over the last number of years, and especially since the COVID pandemic, and don't ask me what it is, but the attacks have become more violent, unprovoked, and that has serious consequences for the workers. And we have quite a number of people now that have suffered serious physical assaults. Right, and that's not without the threats of violence or the threats of shooting or stabbing or the spitting or the sexual.
And is it getting worse with, you know, that there is and there's a whole host of reasons for this, but there's much more open kind of drug taking and homelessness and things in the streets of Dublin, and I'm not kind of necessarily kind of blaming people who are victims of the housing crisis who've got mental health issues or are addicts. But at the same time, I'd imagine that plays into an increase in some of this kind of behaviour on public transport, does it?
Somewhat, but there's also an element that just have no regard for societal norms whatsoever.
Yeah.
And they just carry out these acts. And we do need a visible force that will act as a deterrent, because at the moment, there's nobody policing the public transport network, the trains and the trams and the buses that run up and down the country and across our cities. There's nobody policing it. So when there is a force with proper powers policing it, it will act as a deterrent and it will make people feel secure and may stop the instance of this scourge.
Stay with us. Richard O'Donoghue's on the line. He's an independent Ireland TD for Limerick County. Richard, the focus often is on Dublin because I guess, you know, it's the biggest population centre and most public transport use is happening in Dublin. But we heard from different people on the show earlier, and one of whom was a person who gets a bus regularly up and down to Limerick. And she said on that bus, there are always people openly using drugs, up to 10 people maybe on the bus. So she said, this can't be a Dublin only thing. We have to look at this around the country. Is she right?
She's right. If you look at across, you're right, Dublin has the largest population, And Ireland is probably one of the highest in Europe at the moment for the use of cocaine. So now we're now having to come up against where a massive drug use in this country, and we're also looking at antisocial behaviour. Anyone that's travelling on public transport or any transport should feel safe in their vehicle, and anything we have to do to make sure that people are in a safe place, not only the people that are on the transport, but also the people that are actually driving the transport or working within the transport network, all have to feel safe. Yes, there has to be something to do with that, but what I want to see done is that they use the statistics that they have at the moment and target the areas that they have. There's no point of putting something where there isn't any problem, and then you're losing out resources somewhere else that you can use somewhere else. So where this policing will actually work if it's targeted to the areas that it needs to be targeted, but if there is areas in a more rural setting and things like that that don't have those issues, maybe they should have also an investment into the community policing in those areas as well, where it's less populated. Everyone, no matter where you are in this country, deserves to be safe.
Yeah. And so your concern is just maybe we don't end up in a situation of finite resources where you're kind of robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Correct. And where you can look at this from a point of view across this country, if you want to pay the funding, the statistics are there. Target where the issues are. The Gardaí have all the issues. The transport network have all these issues because they've all got complaint issues coming back. They have the stats. Let's target those areas. Let's make it uncomfortable for anyone that wants to be antisocial or where there is problems, and get help for the people that are in a situation where they're suffering from mental health, that we can actually help them, but also for the areas that may have less problems because there are lesser population. We need to make sure that they have adequate securities as well put in place. And if it isn't under that policing, it may be under community policing. We need to make sure everyone is covered in this.
Thomas O'Connor from the MBRU is still with us. Thomas, how do you imagine this working? Is it that if I get onto kind of a bus today, a Dublin bus, I'm going to say the 46A, that doesn't exist now anymore, does it?
No, 46A. Since the 26th of January. That's the
okay.
East point now.
So I get on one of the Dublin buses that do exist. And is it that kind of randomly at different stops, somebody from the transport might get on, or that they will only get on where they kind of respond to a call from a passenger or a driver, that they're kind of waiting maybe around Parnell Square where there happens to be a lot of kind of different stops. How does it work?
Well, look,
in your mind,
we've written to the new Minister for Transport, Minister O'Brien. We'll be corresponding with the new Minister for Justice, and we're seeking a stakeholder engagement. We know the hotspots. We're dealing with this day in, day out. And we can best advise, right? The MBRU has all the data. We can best advise where is the places where we most need a visible transport police. And what I would envision is boarding the trains, boarding the trams, boarding the buses in those locations with high levels of antisocial behaviour to act as a deterrent, and then having the proper powers to intervene where they come across antisocial behaviour.
Where you have that data, does that correlate with kind of the routes that are more difficult to staff? That they, you know, that drivers themselves know that route now. That route is an absolute curse, because once you go past this point, it's kind of chaotic for a couple of miles.
Yeah, well, look, at bus and rail workers are only human beings. They don't deserve to come to work to put up with the levels of abuse and assault. And if they are experiencing that, it's obviously natural that they're going to say, I don't want to walk that route anymore. I'm afraid, or I've been threatened. So look, at we know where the resources need to be targeted. We need to have that stakeholder engagement and make sure the legislation is dynamic as possible to give this new force the proper powers to be able to intervene and get rid of the blight and scourge of antisocial behaviour from our public transport network.
Great to have a transport police, but they'll arrest people and they'll be back out before dinner. We need to look at accountability for crimes and not just arrests, says one of our listeners. Darren and Tip says, what about getting rookie guards as well to do their first year or two in a new public transport division? They could arrest and get experience with the public. And Cathy says, violence on public transport is worse in Dublin because Dublin is violent, risky and dangerous. I go there only when essential. Wake up to the reality, Dublin people. And Cathy is from Cork. 087-1400-106. Cathy, thank you for the text. Thomas O'Connor, Assistant General Secretary at the National Bus and Rail Union, the NBRU, thank you. And thank you to Richard O'Donoghue, Independent Ireland TD for Limerick County.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.